It's time for the T100 Animal House Pet Project as we team with the Licking County Humane Society to try to find forever homes for these beautiful animals. And with today's introductions of our dog and a cat, here is Alicia Taylor.
I would like you all to meet Tucker. He is an almost 8-year-old tan and white pit bull mix who still has plenty of pep. He loves his toys and really, really loves treats. And because of that, he knows his basic commands, and his goofy personality just keeps us smiling. But after his playtime, he's all about the snuggles. He's one great pup. And we also don't want you to miss Chuck. Chuck is a 5-year-old tiger tabby with the softest white belly, and he has this upward Cheshire-type cat grin. Our humane agents rescued him from a neglectful situation recently, and now he is ready to be treated like the king that he is.
Alicia, I want to thank you and Laurie Carlson and the entire crew at the Licking County Humane Society for making yesterday more comfortable than I could ever imagined when I had to say goodbyes to my Mia. And you know, some decisions don't come with the right answer. They just come with love and heartbreak at the same time when you have to say goodbye. So the question I battled for a few months now is, when is the right time to say goodbye?
It is the hardest call that you have to make, truly. All of us who have had pets have been there. And you know what? What it asks you to do is that you are choosing pain for yourself so that they don't have to feel it anymore. It's truly the most wonderful and heartbreaking gift that you can provide. You're protecting them from their suffering. And so while they're there for the quiet mornings, the loud celebrations, the long days, when maybe nothing feels right, they are there by your side. And I think that's why it's so heartbreaking. They're full of trust, full of love, tails are wagging, and it's just unconditional love, and it's so hard, but you're easing their pain.
You know, one thing that I can tell you, this is it's been a process of months, and every time we thought it was that time, Mia started getting pep back. But the thing that I can tell you that I struggled with was letting go doesn't mean I gave up. It means I showed up one last time. It means that I loved her enough to carry the weight that she couldn't carry anymore. And it also means that I stayed with her to the end. And when I look back at it, it chokes me up that I kept my promise when I brought her into my home.
You know your pet better than anyone does. And so tune into them, lean into them, give them lots of love, and they'll show you in their own way when it's time.
And if you knew my Mia, you knew you had at least one or two crazy, stressful, funny stories of, oh, she got loose. She was a runner from the beginning. She showed up at her house, stayed at her house. 14 years we had her, and then you run after her. And after a while, years of after a while, you don't give up. We tried to break her. You just quit running after her, and it didn't become fun for her anymore. I say to Mia, run free, a great dog, and she was loved more than she would ever know. So thank you again to the Humane Society.
You're so welcome, Wally. You're family. You're Licking County Humane Society family, and we were happy to be there at one of the toughest days of having a dog.